Joe and Alex Show. Our number, it's got our name in it, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Also on social media is at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram. Liv, the web girl, you found this, so maybe you can explain some more to me, just the basic summary, but it pretty much says that, look, you might want to actually apologize to your ex because it'll be good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what we're saying here?
Yeah. So I read an article that says that actually saying thank you to your ex is the best thing you can do to help you move on and grow. And you can thank them for just being a part of your life, the things that you learn from the relationship. Because pretty much every relationship you're in either helps you grow or helps you learn in some sort of way. Even if it's, I've learned that I should never be with someone like you, or I've learned that I'm stronger than this relationship, whatever. It's helped you learn something in some sort of way. So they're saying that saying thank you can actually help your mind process the feelings to move on and to actually start to forgive that person and help, like, just jumpstart your brain into, like, processing the relationship and getting over it.
I guess if there's a therapeutic value to it, I understand that. But at the same time, like, they're your ex for a reason. Like, why would I want to thank my ex or do anything? Like, if you're my ex, most likely, I don't like you. Especially if I broke up with you and you didn't get rid of me. Like, you're dead to me.
Right. I had an ex that was awful, so controlling, cheated on me, whatever. But then it made me realize, okay, I'm never going to date someone that puts me down or calls me bad names again. So I grew. I learned from that. And also, I learned and I was like, you know what? I'm so much better than that. I can't believe I put up with that for so long. So I learned something so I could thank them for the time we spent together and the things I learned. Also, you get together with someone for a reason. So they had to have at least one redeeming quality, even if they lost it throughout, like, the end of the relationship. At the beginning of the relationship, there had to be one redeeming quality, one thing they did for you that you can thank them for.
I can get on board with this because that's kind of my theory in life, is not just necessarily with an ex, but in every situation, you should always overthink you. Like me on the show, like if you give me something, you know, thank you. If I used to be waiting tables at Applebee's and I take someone's order, thank you. So, like, I think over thank yous definitely help in any situation.
Pork chop, I agree you should be saying thank you to people, but overdoing it, like with the exes, I disagree. 833-JOE-ALEX, that's 833-563-2539. Let me put you two on the spot, and this is a question I'd like people to call in and with. What's the last thing you said to your ex?
So, like, mine definitely wasn't thank you.
I didn't think it would be. Yeah,
I maybe need to go back and, like, now say thank you. The last thing I told my ex was that he needs professional help and help from a therapist, and that I am not a professional, nor a therapist or his therapist.
All right, Pork Chop, so, what is the last thing you said to your ex?
I'm pretty sure it was something along the lines of, don't be so hard on yourself. You're a good guy.
That sounds like you're letting somebody down easy.
Yeah, that does too. That kind of is like a coward move.
All right,
833. Like, oh, you're good, but not good enough to be with
me. Joe Alex, that's 833-563-2539.